You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Cinco de Mayo, 2021. Top Republicans on the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees are urging Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to develop some plans to stop the assaults constantly targeting federal law enforcement officers. Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, and others joining and saying, we continue to have violent attacks against our nation's law enforcement. And there's being nothing done to protect them as they're in turn trying to protect and provide the safety and security of all Americans. When the most recent happened over the weekend in Portland, 100 engaging in what they called demonstrations turned into a riot. Police had to make at least 6 arrests. One apparently was menacing officers with a knife. Law enforcement said several dozen damaging, destroying multiple businesses. And what are we doing with Homeland Security? We're letting anyone we want come across the border, or anyone who wants to come across. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Back up. I retract. Recalculating. I forgot. Vice President Harris has been given the job to deal with the, I can't say crisis, I can't say chaos, a cakewalk at the border. 40-plus days, and she hasn't held one news conference over that since she was given that. In fact, 42 days, to be exact. Now, she made a trip the other day. She went to Milwaukee. That's a little far from the border, and she's been every other place, but not to the border. She said in a meeting, I've spoken, of course she's talking about Zoom, with world leaders from Canada, Finland, Ireland, Japan, about helping us deal with the Northern Triangle. They don't have a damn thing to do with the Northern Triangle, all these illegals coming out of those countries to our nation. You think Canada, Finland, Ireland, Japan going to give you money to help take care of that? And later this next hour, we're going to talk about where some of that money's going. We still have not had that woman, not one time, go to the border. And she didn't even want the job to begin with. That's something Biden threw at her. Said, here, keep yourself busy with this. In the meantime, of course, the ruling by the Facebook Oversight Board that Facebook was correct to ban Trump following the January 6th riot. Blaming him for that. Democrat Adam Schiff of California, obviously extremely happy. But the Facebook Oversight Board also says, while we're upholding the ban from Facebook and Instagram, but they need to review it in 6 months. Trump's response, I'm forming my own platform. You could just take a jump. There's a plurality of American adults who believe fully vaccinated individuals should, quote, continue wearing masks in public, even after you're fully vaccinated. That's a Rasmussen survey. A Rasmussen survey between April 29 and May 2nd if you've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, have to continue wearing masks in public places? 49% said yes. By the way, there's a family from Des Moines claiming that a Southwest flight bumped them off because their son was unable to keep his face mask on or wouldn't. He's 5 years old. He apparently also has autism. He had difficulty wearing the face mask during a layover in St. Louis on the way to Des Moines from Florida. And reportedly, Southwest said, not going to let him on. He won't wear it. We'll not let him on. No response yet from Southwest Airlines. Iran releasing a video, propaganda video, showing its Republican Guard blowing up the U.S. Capitol. They're so happy, and they can do it on video, but they can't in person. You know it's coming, by the way. It's coming. It's coming. Trillions. Trillions within days, a couple of weeks. Cicadas of Brood X will emerge after 17 years underground. This is going to be one of the largest, most noticeable, because they appear on rigid schedules in different years. They will be in 15 states, from Indiana to Georgia to New York, mass numbers in Tennessee and North Carolina. They're going to make so much noise, you'll think somebody out there is running a lawnmower at 3 a.m. You're just going to have to get used to it. Or call my friends at Rottler, I guess.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
What we also heard from President Biden during his address to Congress was that he plans to pour $4 billion into the Northern Triangle countries to, quote, and I'm putting air quotes around this, address the root causes. You know, one of the things you have to appreciate is these countries, Honduras, El Salvador, and
Guatemala.
I'm forgetting the third. Guatemala, thank you, are some of the most corrupt in the world, and their governments are incredibly corrupt.
He needed some help, and that's okay. That is, those are remarks, I should say, from Texas Congressman Michael Waltz, Florida Congressman Michael Waltz, a Republican. He's talking about all this money that Biden plans to send to the Northern Triangle countries. Yeah, he wants to pour $4 billion into the Northern Triangle to address, quote, root causes of why folks are coming to our nation. And, of course, we've already heard from the Vice President, Kamala Harris, that they're coming because, well, climate is making them come. Well, is it too hot? They just now realize too hot? No, she's saying that all of our climate things that are happening, it's just making them want to find a better place to live. Has no bearing on that. But what we are getting from her constantly is that we're working on it. We're working on it. This is the 42nd consecutive day the vice president has not visited the southern border or even held a news conference to answer questions from reporters. What are you doing? But what she is doing is always defending why she's not going. I've been working on diplomatic work behind the scenes, online meetings, and then added, as I mentioned in news and commentary a moment ago, I've spoken with world leaders from Canada, Finland, Ireland, Japan about partnering with us to help the Northern Triangle. You think they give a about the Northern Triangle? You think they're getting anybody from the Northern Triangle showing up in Finland, Ireland, Japan? And now Canada, yeah, Canada could. In fact, Canada's had a problem as well, because a lot of the illegals that come into our country are going right on through and say, well, let's go live in Canada. And they are enforcing their border. You try to get into Canada illegally, and I don't hear anybody on the left and the progressives shouting, well, should we be worried about Canadians wanting to get into our country? No, there's not an issue there, right? But Harris again said, VP Harris, this is a priority for our nation. I take it very seriously. We're all aware of the immediate situation. The citizens of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras are leaving their homes at alarming rates. And she blames it on climate issues. Pretty much that's it. I wonder about the leaders of those Northern Triangle countries. When they finish, of course, if they're in a Zoom call, they probably have to be really on their best behavior. No smiling and pointing at her like they're making fun of her, just being very stern and somber. But if they're just doing a phone conversation, can you not imagine what they're doing while that she goes on and they're listening to her tell them that your problem is, I know many of we need a better climate, we need to do more climate laws and so forth, and it would make people feel better down there. Do you think they sit there and say, yeah, right? But here you had, as I said, Congressman Michael Waltz, Republican of Florida, saying all this money, $4 billion we're going to get in to those countries to address the root causes. Well, I will tell you this. $4 billion, you give me $4 billion, I won't have a problem whatsoever ever again. Yeah, I'll take just $1 billion. I'll take $4 million. $4? Yeah, that way buy a tequila on Cinco de Mayo. But I tell you what we have to do right now is we got to realize who is really of concern for this administration. I told you a moment ago, again in news and commentary, how numerous representatives are saying and calling, encouraging the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, do something to help us protect our border agents, ICE agents, and others that are trying to protect federal property and our American citizens. We're getting assaulted on a constant basis. And then on top of that, they turn around, as I believe in Portland the other day, they're just dropping charges. They just, we'll let them go. They arrest them for all these things, and then they're not going to pursue any charges. Who are they concerned about? Well, let me read you a statement from the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. He stated just yesterday, his agency's, quote, highest priority. Now, let me stop right there. If you're going to tell me something is your highest priority, I assume that's number uno, number one, right? That's it. I mean, everything else comes after that. So as the Secretary of Homeland Security to make this nation safe, to protect our borders, and to make sure that we're protecting American citizens. He said his quote, highest priority is to reunite foreign families with children they left behind in the states when they were deported during President Trump's term. That is your biggest issue. That's his priority. American citizens, you just don't count anymore, even if you're a Democrat. And I know a lot of Democrats are beginning to realize, you know, this is not going well. It's not just that these illegals are coming in. but they're taking the jobs or draining our resources in our communities. And yes, crime is going up in some areas, and some of those who are living in some areas recognize that now they're setting up drug dens and sex shops inside their own neighborhoods, all because the Homeland Security Secretary's highest priority is to reunite foreign families with children they left behind in the States when they were deported during Trump's term. Hey, you can say that we want to make that a priority. We want to do something about it. Okay. But when you say it's the highest, you just slam the door in the face of Americans. But I don't think they care. And, of course, they've been trying to have you look away from the concern about all these unaccompanied children coming in. We were talking about that extensively yesterday. And, of course, they've adopted broader rules that would encourage even more foreign families to separate and come on in. If it's just the kids coming to begin with, then they'll let the adults or other parts of the family come through later. In many cases, migrants either chose to leave their children behind as they were deported home under Trump. Many of them ended up going back anyway. But the rules now are, we don't have a border. Come on. Come on back. Nothing wrong. Mayorkas arrived in the States, by the way, as a child refugee, a true refugee, fleeing from Castro's Cuba. He was a child. And that is exactly what we have done in our nation, particularly those needing true asylum. Those coming out of communist Cuba, and they had the boat lift, remember that? Some of you will, some of you won't. I mean, we have taken folks seeking real asylum from the beginning. We have taken millions upon millions of legal immigrants. We just don't want illegal, and we don't want them using a claim that they're seeking asylum when we know they're not. And, of course, we do have a lot of jobs open in this nation right now. We've got restaurants that can't find enough people. We've got job fairs where no one bothers to show up. A lot of these coming in, they will take those jobs, and I'm happy for them. Good. If Americans are not going to do the job, then I guess that's what we're going to do again. But that's not going to be good for us overall. But more importantly, it's just going to expand progressive Democrat power and votes because they really want these people in just so they can count the census itself this last time around. There's some big questions about the census. Did it get kind of jacked around a little bit? Because we should have seen some of these blue states lose one or maybe more congressional seats, but suddenly they have either the same or even picked up one. New York State, have we not been documenting for the last 10-plus years how many folks are getting out of New York State because of taxes, if no other reason? And yet, they're looking pretty good on congressional districts. If we're going to deal with these drug groups that are operating in the Northern Triangle and the child smuggling operations, we're going to have to be specific, and just sending money is not going to do it. And in fact, to that point, Congressman Michael Waltz, again, Republican of Florida, says the money is clearly not going to those in need, and it's not going to be helping stop any of this, and here is why.
In fact, if you talk to aid organizations down there, as I have, the cartels and criminal gangs tend to take 20-30% off the top of any type of aid that we're distributing. Otherwise, I mean, it's like a mafia type environment. Otherwise, it doesn't get out to help folks. So you put, you know, do the math. You put just $1 billion. That's $200 to $300 million that are going to these gangs and that are going to these criminal networks and only emboldening them.
Yeah. And we've said this before. Biden right now, by his actions, by the first day taking his pen and reversing the Trump stay-in-Mexico policy and discarding the Trump pro-American, pro-family policy and simply going for as many illegals as we can get and then claiming that, well, we didn't really say come just yet, but that's what they're doing. He is basically funding the drug cartels and the child smuggling operations. And I know Democrats, I know many Democrats that truly have a heart and a soul. We may have different political views, but they are caring people. If they would stop and think about the journey many of these kids and women are on, coming out of the Northern Triangle all the way through Mexico just to get to our border and what they were subjected to, and then what happens to them after they come into our nation, I think they would be in tears. I do believe many would. But they want to believe everybody coming here is going to be just fine and be better off than where they were. You want to tell that, and we may see these stories 5-10 years down the road. I was raped. We've already heard some. I was raped repeatedly by the cartel gang. And then I was turned over to become a sex object for numerous gangs of the states. I want to tell you something that what you can do to help this program and our nation in the next moment. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Long-term listeners know that when Biden was elected by the official count and by the certification of the Electoral College, I told you then that this program and others like it were going to be more important than ever, than ever. It's one thing to have conservative talk in play when you've got a conservative president and constantly battling the other side, but if there's no one and the legislature, either House of Congress nor in the White House, that has control that is a conservative, then this kind of program is even more important. And then when Rush Limbaugh passed away, I made a point to write a piece and say that Rush is one of two legends in radio. The other, Paul Harvey. No one's going to be able to replace either one, but Limbaugh's passing is shaking up talk radio in the sense of what they were going to do. And there's been a change in the St. Louis market on that. I'll come back to that point in a moment. But I want to share you some of the attitude that exists out there. This person wrote onto one of my Facebook page, and I let it stay, and I replied to them, and they put their full name, assuming that is their name, as John Major. And he said, Rush Limbaugh, wish that idiot would have died slower and sooner. And I gave him basically a reply that, well, you know, John, you need help. That's a kind of vile hate that reveals the true spirit of many lefts. Your soul is dark. I have no tolerance for such hateful remarks. You just get off the page. His answer, no, I'm not a leftist. Don't like bad people. Rush was a garbage fire of a human being. Polarize society with your BS politics all you want, Larry. But putting Limbaugh on a pedestal is beyond hilarious. I was saying the fact, John, that when you have a history of radio, you're going to have Paul Harvey and Rush Limbaugh, regardless of what you think of them, as not just pioneers, but legends. But, of course, as I said, there has been a change in the station that carried Limbaugh in this market, St. Louis market, for 25-plus years. You know they have built up thousands of listeners for that time frame with his program. They're basically turning their back on it, in my belief, and doing something entirely different. It's their candy shop. They can do what they want. What I'm trying to tell you is that now, if you're looking for a conservative radio, patriotic radio, independent type radio, this station is probably the one that's delivering all of those to you. And I'm not just talking about my program. I'm talking about their programming in general on KXEN. Have you seen the lineup? I mean, we have Dana Loesch, Mike Gallagher, Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, Sebastian Gorka. That's what's on this station on a constant daily basis. Obviously, my biggest concern is this program and you and your support and sponsor support and you supporting my sponsors as well. That's how we stay on the air. There is a big opening right now in this market as to who is going to be a voice of reason, not just right, not just left, just a voice of reason. And where are you going to go to get that? Those of you who have been with me a long time, I appreciate you still here and spreading the word. And the rest of you who are joining, every day I get new emails saying I just learned about it. I appreciate you sharing the word. This is an opportunity for this station and this program and others like it to move to another plateau, much higher. I just wanted to take a moment to point that out and to thank you for your support. I have friends working at the other station. I'm not knocking them or even management's decision. It's just what they're doing, I think, is going to leave thousands of folks saying, where can I go to get some semblance of what I wanted? I'm not a Rush Limbaugh. I don't claim to be. But my views may not be as conservative as some of you would like. And for some, I might actually be too liberal. That's okay. But I do appreciate your support. Coming up, Facebook and how it's going to have to deal with Donald Trump or not. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around under 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. Well, what deep in love? Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The board has made a clear decision. Facebook initial suspension of President Trump was correct. That's very clear. But also we're saying that an indefinite ban was not acceptable. And the reason why that is not acceptable is because Facebook actually failed to follow its own rules on removing harmful content by choosing an indefinite suspension.
That is one of the co-chairs of the Facebook oversight board that Facebook created to oversee it, to see if it was doing things the way it should be. It is akin, as I said previously, to inviting the fox to guard the chicken house. But they're trying to show they have some teeth and say Facebook was wrong, but They were wrong to indefinitely suspend Donald Trump, blaming him for the Capitol 6 riot and using his Facebook and social media content as a reason to do so. They were wrong to do it. They violated their own rules, and so they need to review them, and so they should do so in the next 6 months. In other words, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. For the next 6 months, he's still not going to be allowed on. Well, Trump is firing up his own platform from the desk of President, or 45th President. I'll find the title for you here in a moment, but he's already responding to some extent. But the bottom line is, you can't really add any comments to his either right now. But here we are. Here we are at this point in our history of this nation, built upon free speech. Everything the First Amendment entails. And yet we've had some of these social media giants make decisions. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, in response to this review of the board and then giving Facebook another 6 months to get to reconsider what it did, McCarthy wrote on Twitter, he hasn't been shut down yet, Facebook is more interested in acting like a Democrat super PAC than a platform for free speech and open debate. If they can ban President Trump, all conservative voices could be next. A House Republican majority will have to rein in big tech power over our speech. Senator Rick Scott, Republican, Florida. Big tech thinks it can control everything. Companies that censor Americans while giving brutal dictators a pass should not have free reign over your personal data to use for their benefit. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas. Disgraceful. For every liberal celebrating Trump's social media ban, if the big tech oligarchs can muzzle the former president, what's to stop them from silencing you? We've had that discussion before, have we not? And then they came for me, and there was no one to defend me because I'd given up all the others. You know that storyline. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, saying, I think Congress needs new legislation, and I'm proposing to do that. Break up these companies and put new rules in place. An analyst for CNN was appearing, and they were asking him, Donnie O'Sullivan, as to what he thinks this means. With the Facebook Oversight Board saying what Facebook did was wrong, but we're going to give him 6 months to get it squared away. What do you think of that, Donnie O'Sullivan?
This is basically, I think, a nightmare situation for Facebook. They set up this oversight board, purportedly independent, to basically make the difficult decisions for them. But what has happened here now is that the board has said, well, you guys were right to suspend Trump at the time in the immediate aftermath of the insurrection, but we're not so sure you were right to suspend him forever, and has now given the company 6 months, so until November, to figure out if Trump should be suspended or not.
Let me see. What do you think they would decide? You don't think we could write the answer right now? But maybe they'll think, okay, let's let him back and just kind of have some fun with it until we yank him again. So again, to Donnie O'Sullivan, an analyst with CNN, as to this ruling by the Facebook Oversight Board, what happens now?
What's going to happen next? Well, it's all back on Facebook. It's all back on Zuckerberg, and it's going to create a public debate. I'm sure we'll hear from Trump saying that he should be allowed back on, from Democrats saying he shouldn't be, but all the pressure and the decision is now on Zuckerberg.
Well, he is right about that. You're hearing already from Democrats who are praising it and think it's great because it's not targeting them. But as we discussed before, at some point, what if it turns back to you? Then what do you do? What's going to be your answer at that point? And the director of the Facebook Oversight Board, the actual director, Thomas Hughes, was saying what we need to see from Facebook going forward is they have to basically show us they can be consistent.
At the same time, I think the board is you know, very clear that this decision really safeguards freedom of expression. You know, it rejects Facebook's vague and arbitrary rules, which could potentially have this chilling effect on freedom of expression. And, you know, Facebook must make its rules, you know, on things like account suspensions and deletions, which are obviously extremely important for free expression issues. They must make those rules consistent and transparent.
Yeah, good luck with that. Consistent is not a word they are going to understand. Transparent, yeah, not so much either. Just look at the Biden administration's view and definition of transparency. But again, the company itself, Zuckerberg and his company, decided, let's create this Facebook oversight board and give them the authority to review us and condemn us and correct us so it won't look like we're policing ourselves, when in fact they still are. But a question was raised in an interview that Thomas Hughes was having with on MSNBC. And again, Hughes is the director of the Facebook Board of Oversight, the one that the actual chair of that board. He got this question and he responded.
Do you believe that Facebook mishandled this initial ban?
By using an arbitrary penalty, Facebook did not apply or did not handle the case in a manner that was transparent or consistent or predictable for the user. So in that sense, yes, the board is clearly saying to Facebook, you need to go back, you need to look at this case again, and you need to be clear and apply a penalty that exists within those that you have as your stated penalties. At the same time, the board is also making clear certain recommendations for future cases. Things like, you know, when an influential user or head of state or political leader, you know, is in a scenario in which there is the potential that their online postings, that their speech, you know, could, you know, affect, you know, individuals through inciting violence or discrimination or lawless action, that there needs to be some kind of test, harms test or assessment by the company before those individuals are reinstated or put back on the platform, or in very severe cases, you know, it's still legitimate for such individuals, obviously, to have their accounts deleted.
But they don't do that. But they don't do. They have not been doing that to any of the liberals. It is clear you can post tweets that are nasty, vile, and even urging violence if you are a liberal. You can put it on your Facebook platform. You can then later pull it down and say, oh, my bad, I shouldn't have, but Twitter and Facebook won't do it to you. I'm looking at a list here of at least 11 and maybe 15 different Hollywood celebrities who have made remarks on either a tweet or a Facebook statement about violence against President Donald Trump at the time. Rosie O'Donnell had tweeted out at one time, let's have an online game called Push Trump Off a Cliff. Oh, come on, Larry, you just, that's just talk. Okay. How about Kathy Lee Griffin showing herself holding up Trump's head as if it's been severed from his body? How about, let me see, some of the others coming to mind. There's so many of them that just flood my mind. Jim Carrey painting a picture of the Trump kids being gored to death and putting it up on Facebook and so forth. Jonathan Turley, professor of public law at George Washington University, also a practicing defense attorney, wrote a piece for Fox News. He talks about the 1964 Stanley Kubrick comedy classic, Dr. Strangelove. He said, that movie came to mind recently with a public campaign of Facebook calling for people to change their attitudes about the internet and rethink issues like content modification, the new Orwellian term for censorship. Commercials showing people like a Joshua who says he was born in 1996. I grew up with the internet. And he mocks how computers have changed and then asks why our regulations on privacy and censorship cannot be involved. And he says these ads are clearly directed at younger users more willing to accept censorship than their parents. In other words, they're priming them to just go ahead and accept it. All right, coming up, something kind of fun from Brian Williams of NBC.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Last thing before we go tonight, let's have a frank talk about shrinkage. Not the Seinfeldian kind. This is a family broadcast after all. But the kind that visits all of us if we are lucky enough to live a good long life. Shrinkage is in the news because, well, we'll let the Washington Post tell the story. After the internet lost its mind over a photo, their headline reads, "Are the Bidens giants? Are the Carters tiny? Or are ours failing us?"
What? No, he wasn't in the tequila just yet. That was Brian Williams and MSNBC picking up a story that folks, they saw these pictures of President and the First Lady Biden going to visit former President Carter and former First Lady at their home in Georgia. And a picture was taken of the four of them. And yes, in the picture, I mean, the Bidens look extremely large and the Carters look almost like small children. Well, part of it, as Brian Williams was alluding to, is that, you know, as you get older, we do physically begin to shrink. But not just that. They're sitting in chairs where, you know, they were kind of sunk into the chairs. And I think both of the Biden, one of the, I think Mrs. Biden at the time was kind of standing, Dr. Biden, standing next to one of them. And President Biden was down on one knee near one of them. And then others were saying, well, really, it's just the flash that was used. It made it look like that, that they were gargantuan. And I thought, out of that picture, that's what everybody suddenly raised questions over? I had a bigger issue. I raised that with you yesterday. If you heard me yesterday, you know what the issue was. But let's go back to Brian Williams of MSNBC and what the concern that everyone was this is the question. I mean, are we in a land of giant Bidens?
The Washington Post says one technical reason for the seeming dysmorphia is the type of flash that was used and a wide angle lens that favors the foreground and distorts the Biden size. Let's also note this. The respectful thing to do to avoid asking the Carters to rise for a photo is to take a knee. Doesn't matter if you're the First Lady or the President of the United States, because after all, in this picture are half of the living Democratic presidents. So no, the only way the Carters have grown at the ages of 96 and 93 is in the esteem of a grateful nation.
Okay, I will accept that. I mean, Jimmy Carter is not a great president, but I've always appreciated the man and his faith. And after being president, he went out and, you know, got involved, Habitat for Humanity, and they actually did things to help people. And there were many times he was out on a work site, and so was Mrs. Carter, helping build a home for someone who didn't have one. They didn't do it for the photo op. They didn't do it for anything other than the fact that that was just part of their makeup and their belief that you need to help other people. So I will always praise him for that and be thankful for that approach and attitude. But my concern was not the picture and how the shrinkage factor was being evaluated, but that Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, who wears a mask when he's on a Zoom call with someone, or wears a mask, two masks actually, walking across Arlington Cemetery, and he's been vaccinated, as has Dr. Jill Biden, they're in a small space in the same room with two folks I think you could technically, legally, and appropriately say are elderly, in their 90s, Jimmy Carter at 96, cancer survivor twice. Would they not be susceptible to almost anything that comes in that might make them sick? I would think so. If they suddenly come down sick in the next day or two, is anybody going to blame the Bidens? Because here they were without a mask, neither one of them wearing a mask in that picture. Now, did they have the mask on before and then took it off for the picture? Oh, I doubt that. I doubt that. I think they may even have thought after they finished the picture, oh, we should have done it with a mask. And we might have even said, can you Photoshop a mask on? I don't know. But that, to me, was a bigger issue since we are being told you can't go near anybody without a mask, especially if they're older, even if you've been vaccinated. Even Dr. Fauci, once again, the know-all, says the CDC rules for summer camp guidance looks a bit strict. Yeah, the summer camp guidance CDC came up. He says it looks a little strict. Others are saying there's no scientific backing on this one either, but who cares at this point? Do what we tell you. Not what we do, but what we tell you. This world we're in. I'm glad to be part of it. I'm glad to have you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Cinco de Mayo. And remember, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.